I want to tell y'all something this morning. It's like, you know, the plan of God for your life. It's not just happenstance. It is, I think it's predetermined, predestined, if you will. And there's places along the road that God visits you. And according to how you respond, then he can bring you further and he can help you with things that you face down the road. What saddens me is, and I'm not going to bring any person's name up. It's nobody in here, so don't, you know, or anybody you know, you're acquainted with. But just the fact that God has sent many people. I heard Judy say one time, stepmother, talking about, and I don't know who she heard it from, but somebody said, well, the Lord sent a rowboat, and he sent a helicopter, and he sent an airliner, but you missed all of them. And you're wondering why the Lord won't help me and why the Lord won't do something for me. It's because he sent all these things, but you didn't hear. You weren't open. Or maybe you didn't like the package message or the messenger, that you decided you weren't going to hear that. And because you didn't hear that, then further down the road when you needed help in that area, the Lord said, well, I tried then, but I can't now because you took my hands off of it. Understand what I'm saying? And I'm not saying anybody here has. I just, sometimes the Lord shows me things about certain situations that's ahead for a certain person. Like I said, nobody in here or nobody that you, your family, don't be upset. I'm just saying, it made me reflect and say, Lord, help me to always hear your voice. Help me to always hear what you're trying to say to me, no matter who the messenger might be. You understand? Because he is doing everything he can to help us along our path. And if you listen to the broadcast again, 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 and again, you know, I've got you, babe. Dun, 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 dun. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if I don't wake up with that music on my phone. Anyway, I said, Lord, help us, whatever the circumstances. What are you trying to say to me in this? That we never get hard, or I think really, even more so, is getting complacent. Even in where you're at, where you're not open to change. That's dangerous. You know, we get in our religious boxes and we live and die and never see the things we wanted because we're in a religious box. It's like we can't go beyond those thinking processes to receive something different. It saddens me because I know of someone that the Lord put in my life a few times to help them. And he's tried to get their attention, but they just, like I said, don't be concerned. I'm not talking about your family or you. It's just, and I won't name any names, it's just, it saddened me. He visited me this morning about it, talking to me about it. I said, Lord, what else can I do? He said, you did all you could. And you know, you hate that. You hate that. It's like you feel like you're giving up on someone, and it's not, it's hard. But the Lord, he tries. He tries to get us out. I think the religious rut is the most, it's worse than anything. Getting in those mindsets. Because see, in Jesus' day, he couldn't reach his own peers, so to speak, because they were in religious mindsets and things were the way they were and they weren't going to be any different. You're not telling me any different. And this is the way it is. I see it on social media all the time. In fact, it's just a kind of become a pet peeve of mine, especially those that are pushing the rapture and this isn't the end time. I was showing Denny yesterday with the shipping war that the some of the intel I received was that what they're doing is what they did with the Ever Given. They're going through there making sure there's no dirty bombs, there's no adrenochrome, there's no children, there's no fentanyl, there's no, that's what's going on. All we see is all this that going on out there. Oh, they're going to do this to us, and they're going to do that to us, and blah, 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 all the crap that we've heard for weeks and weeks and weeks. But the truth is, same scenario. COVID is the cover. Shutdowns are the cover. God is working. They're cleaning out the swamp. And I read, what chapter was that I read to you in Revelation? It talks about the shipping. I want to read that. It's perfect. I'm thinking, how can these people say, well, the rapture's fixing to happen. This isn't the end time. Well, that is end time stuff, rapture, right? Anyway, I'm just going, do you people even know what you say? They're just stuck in their religious ruts, and they won't come out of their religious ruts. But we're not going to say we told you so when they're wiping the egg off their face, okay? Okay. I mean, it fits perfect. We're under Admiralty Maritime Law. This is the law of the sea. Right here. Yeah. Verse 15. And the merchants of these, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. Why are they so rich? They traffic, human traffic, drug traffic, weapons trafficking all over the world, all in the ships. It's all being stopped. All of it. God is completely, it can't get any plainer than this to me. But I'm not going to argue with somebody that's been in probably, well, I won't name a denomination, but it's been in something all their life and they won't get off of that. Well, don't be afraid, people. This ain't the last times. This is, we're going to all go in the rapture. I'm thinking, well, you're going to be waiting a long time. There is a time that they'll be changed. We meet him in the air when he arrives. There is the first resurrection, but that's after the 1,000 years. You know? You can't just pull out one section of scripture and it don't go with anything else. You just can't do it. That's what I'm saying. We need to be open-minded and not be getting religious boxes, because if we do, we miss it. We miss it. All right. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, 10:3:21. The title of this is The Kingdom Age, and the teaching also is going to be that too. I didn't realize it till I said, well, it's the same title, Lord, anyway. In the coming kingdom age, there will be those who will be business as usual. They will not even notice that anything has changed. Some preachers will continue to teach about the rapture and the end time events as though they have not happened yet. This is all because of doctrinal mindsets. Don't try to change their minds unless I lead you to. When I brought the kingdom to earth the first time, the religious leaders of the day, for the most part, did not know anything had happened. They carried on as they did before, yes. I wanted so much for them to see the truth, and that was why I wept over Jerusalem, because they missed the day of their visitation. What happened? How did I start this? What happened? 70 years later, the temple was torn down. Because they miss the day of their visitation, it is hard for those with these doctrinal mindsets to see the truth. They have preconceived ideas of how it is all going to play out, and no matter, it has to be this way or they will not believe it. You cannot convince them otherwise. I know, I've tried. That's why the Lord said, through my husband, when are you going to quit casting your pearl before swine? And that's hard to think of people you look to as spiritual leaders as swine. I've called you and those with you for such a time as this, a new dispensation. The church era, as you have known it, is passing away and the kingdom of God is at hand. You will take my body into the future to rule and reign. The old guard will eventually die out. You would think that after all, the visible signs around them, that they would believe, but they do not. This is how destructive doctrinal beliefs are so destructive. It completely nullifies my word. Those like yourselves I've been able to work with because you embraced my ways and moved with the Spirit. I want no one left behind, but everyone has free will. Don't argue with them any longer. Just follow my Spirit into the future. Remember the movie series Back to the Future? I'm taking my church back to my first coming and how I taught the disciples to operate in the kingdom way. I said to you in 1999 that you would be so glad that you stuck with it and you didn't turn back and you submitted to my will and learned my ways. You're about to see the fruition of that. These are the days of heaven and earth. I have special things ahead for all those who have stayed with it and overcome. All right, I'm going to go to Revelation and read these scriptures to those that overcome. Don't understand all of them, but that doesn't matter. Revelation 2:7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, to him that overcometh. Those are those that listen and obey. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. You talk about youth renewal. Give me some of that tree of life. Verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Can't die. How about that? Verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the net stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that received it. God's already named you. It's not your, what they call your Christian name. He's got his own endearment for you, your own name. You know, everybody says, oh, I just hate my name, you know. You won't hate the one God gives you. 26, he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he will rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I don't know what that is, but it sounds pretty good to me. All right. 3:5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. It'll be like Mordecai having to, you know, on the horse, and Haman's having to parade him through the streets and having him on be honored. He'll honor us before the Father because we obeyed him. We heard what the Spirit says. Verse 3:12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. He shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. So just think about it. A pillar in the temple, your name will be inscribed there. Okay, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I wrote here, I can't say that I understand all of this, but I do believe that we're going to have a new intimacy with God because we submitted to His will and followed Him. Many never make it to this place. It's like boot camp. We finished it and didn't give up. So now we come up into a higher place in God.